Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. And we are on day 35. College was perfect for me. I say college was perfect for me to emphasize the me. I promote going to college. I encourage kids to go to college. I support anyone who desires to go to college. But it's not the only way. A few years ago, I was a substitute teacher at an auto body shop class in a local high school. That day, they had a representative from a luxury auto and truck mechanic school. It was a one-year or two-year program, I forget, but once you did graduate, your starting salary was like $80,000 a year to start with. What? I was shocked, but that was the case. College isn't always the right choice for everyone. When I was growing up in Greenville, it was understood, at least with most people that I knew, that the path after high school was college, military, or move out and find a job. No one that I knew hung around after high school. As I have shared before, both my grandparents on both sides of the families had degrees. And this was back in the early 1900s, and that was hard for women, but they did it. When I graduated from high school, it was very important to get into college for two reasons. First, I wanted to play college football. And second, the unknown factors of the Vietnam War that was going on at the present time. School gave you a deferment for 4 years, at least in the beginning. But then they instituted a lottery based on your birth date in 1970, and college deferments no longer counted. Now, in this lottery, they would draw from a pool of days from January 1st to December 31st, and if your day came up and your birthday happened to be that day, then that's where you were in the draft lottery. I had some friends that were number one in the lottery, and I had some friends that were at the very end of the lottery. I happened to be in the middle. That first year, they didn't even reach my number, so I was fairly safe until I graduated. After graduating, I was classified 1A, which means you're eligible to get drafted immediately, for about 6 months. And then the peace talks in Paris to end the Vietnam War came about, so I never had to go. I had a knee injury that may have classified me as 4F, which was meant that you weren't healthy enough or didn't pass the health standard to get into the military, but it never came to that. If I had been called, I would have gone, and I greatly respect everyone that served both then and now. The only thing that makes sense to me as to why I didn't go, or why I was never called, is that it just wasn't my path at the time. I didn't avoid anything, but I also didn't volunteer. I chose instead to study for the Christian ministry, and I was ordained in 1974, and have been true to that ordination for 48 years now, serving in one fashion or another, which I'll explain that journey in a later episode. One of the things I've enjoyed the most over my lifetime is helping football players get into college so that they could play the game that they love and get their school paid for. In our little 2A high school in Williamsburg, Virginia, we sent kids to the next level every single year. Division 1A, as they classified it, Division 1AA, as it used to be classified, Division 2, Division 3, and NAIA, which are smaller schools who still have football. Now, that was easy back east in Virginia. As they say, you couldn't throw a rock and not hit a school or university somewhere. Within a short drive of Williamsburg, we had Old Dominion University, University of Richmond, William & Mary, right in town there in Williamsburg, James Madison University, University of Virginia, Virginia Tech, University of Maryland, University of Delaware, Villanova, East Carolina, North Carolina State, University of North Carolina, as well as many smaller schools all over the Carolinas, Virginia, and Maryland. So if a student wanted to play football, he could find a place to play. Here in Colorado, our kids are not so fortunate. Big and small schools are limited, but we still send kids almost every year. We've sent kids to Wisconsin, Nebraska, University of Northern Colorado, Colorado Mines, CSU Pueblo, Air Force Academy, and schools in Kansas, North and South Dakota, and a few others. But it's not as easy out here as it was back east. I'm so thankful that they get to go on and play at the next level because they will not only get an education, hopefully paid for, or at least most of it, but they will get to play the game they love, and this is a big and, they will have an instant family when they show up of players and coaches who will look after them and become friends for a lifetime. Well, that's it for today, so I'll talk to you more tomorrow.